redundant fiber optic, he took the cable from her hand and stripped the covering back so that the loose strands of fiber optic splayed out around his hand. Selecting some of the ends, he delved beneath the desk and attempted to connect them to the junction from which he'd ripped the useless cable.
This'll either work or give me something to think about.
He tried to make the two pieces connect.
Shit, it's actually working!
The desktop comp spluttered twice, the lights flaring up briefly, before dying away once more.
Shit!
Do we actually want it to work?
Why not?
Because if the redoubt's been trying to contact us, won't they think it a little suspicious if it suddenly springs back to life when it's headed toward them? Won't they want to ask questions about what happened and why it's been silent for so long?
Not necessarily. They may just be glad to be back in touch. They may assume that their own people have just done exactly what Dean's doing, sorting it out when they're safe away from the Ville. And anyway, even if they can contact us, will they know it's up and running again unless we answer? We're not being forced to respond, after all.
Whatever, Ryan. But what if there's an automatic tracker that comes to life when the comp's booted up? That'll betray us, sure enough.
Assuming that it does come up functional, and assuming that they contact us, we can use it to our advantage. A confused message saying something garbled about injuries and damage, and they'll be prepared to receive a group of incoming injured, rather than an unknown quantity.
Okay, lover, but how the hell are we supposed to disguise our voices?
Look, let's just see if the fucking thing actually works. Good work, son. Keep at it.
Okay, Dad.
After that point, it didn't seem likely that the comp would work. After its brief flowering, it had stayed dead while Dean groped under the desktop in an effort to get it going.
Ha! Got it!
I don't like this.
Evan! Evan, come in, Evan!
Oh, shit!
Evan, what the hell are you guys still doing out there? Your beacon flashed a few minutes back. Respond, goddammit, respond!
I told you, Ryan.
The caravan of horse-drawn wags followed the illuminated wag as it progressed down the blacktop, then followed it with an equal ease as it left the road and traveled across the fields, using a turnoff to access the field and avoid the treacherous ditches that ran alongside the road.
Been easy so far.
Make the most of it, Cat. It sure ain't gonna be that way for long.
I know that. Think I'm stoop or something? Oh, shut up, you asshole.
I didn't say anything.
In the wags behind, Crossroads volunteers were getting to know those they'd fight alongside. The prospect of making new acquaintances had lightened the grim atmosphere that had permeated the Ville. The fact that most of the Crossroaders were men, and they lusted after the lithe Amazons, was certainly a help.
Make merry while you can, children. The real work will come soon enough.
The illuminated wag passed the hill and was soon at the edge of the wood. From here, it'd take less than an hour to reach the redoubt. It would be hard for the motorized wag to go this route, through the woodland itself, so it had been arranged for the vehicle to drive around, slowing to give the gate and Crossroads fighters enough time to make their way on foot through the woods. The last thing anyone expected was for the wag to come to a complete halt.
Dark night. What the fuck could have gone wrong already?
Somebody had better say something.
But as soon as someone says something, they'll know it's not the real crew.
Not necessarily. Hang on.
The younger Carter found the transmitter receiver mic and speaker on the comp desk and rapidly unscrewed the cover. Underneath were the wires, boards, and chips that controlled the mic. Loosening a connection, Dean caused the reception to go slightly awry so that the urgent voice was distorted. He then tapped the board to which the wire was attached, causing the transmission to cut in and out.
Should work.
He switched the radio to transmit.
Problems with the electrics! Hard to get away! Some injured!
The boy winked at Tammy as he switched off the transmission.
Not you, son? You sound like shit! Look, say the explanations till you're back. You're going a weird course, boy. What's happening out there? Has the direction finder been offline as well?
I managed to get back online. Electric shut out. Had to reroute power.
Evan, listen to me. Bear north-northeast and you'll be fine. I don't know what visibility's like right now. But it's sunup in about an hour, so if you haven't sorted out your direction by then, we'll send a wag to collect you.
Fireblast and fuck it. That's the last thing we need. An escort that'll realize we're not the real thing before we get into the redoubt.
But they won't be sending anyone out until sunrise, and we were planning to mount the raid before then, Ryan. So what's the problem?
The problem, Gloria, is that we no longer have any slack. We've really got to move. We also need to let JB and Jack know what's going on, so they can spread the word in case the WAG comes out to find us before we put the plan into action. We've got to stop soon before we part company with them.
Better do it real soon, then. We'll be past the woods in minutes, and they'll be in there.
Okay. Let's hope they haven't already gone off on another path.
As the WAG halted and JB dismounted, the Outrider Patrol came back to report.
Why's everyone stopped now?
That's just what I'm hoping to find out, Det. Stick around, and we might both learn something.
Make that three.
Jack sidled up to them, even in a non-threatening situation, able to move with uncanny stealth. As they approached the illuminated WAG, the back opened and Ryan climbed out. In a few brief words, he filled them in on recent events. When he'd finished, JB shot a glance toward the horizon.
If they really do leave it till sunrise, we can just about do it. You head off now, and me and Jack will get the gate to move it some. Keep up your current speed and head straight for the redoubt. We'll be behind you. And another thing, when you head for the entrance, keep to the track.
Why?
Dunno, just a feeling. I could be wrong. But what if the area around the track is booby-trapped?
Could be. That'd explain why they never really send out sec patrols, even though they must have been aware that the gate were close by. Det, did any of your rec riders ever go near the entrance?
Hell no, we're not that stoop. We always stayed up around the back or took cover.
Yeah, we can't be sure then.
You take the track, and we'll work a pincer movement to try to come around the hill's edges. Still gonna be a problem getting that far, but what the hell.
Okay, you spread the word, and I'll get the wagon to position. See you on the inside.
Count on it.
Det filled in the Outriders, and they rode off to scout the area. There was a change in the atmosphere. A tension crept into the party that spoke of the danger to come. There was also a sense of camaraderie that had been fostered by the first stage of the journey. As J.B., Jack, and Doc moved amongst the war party, bringing them up to speed, they were aware of the feeling of determination that had spread among the warriors. The forest became alive with the war party's movement over the tangled roots and rich soil. The small animals that inhabited the forest and roamed it by day hid from the imminent danger as the gates skipped over the obstacles with ease, the crossroaders following a little less sure-footed. The Outriders scouted the far edge of the woods, where it emerged onto the open ground leading to the hill, and the indentation in its side where the redoubt's entrance lay. JB and Jack led, with sections of the gate following varying routes through the wood that would enable them to flow smoothly. Their progress was rapid, and the leaders of each faction soon reached the edge of the woods. They were then joined by the Outriders, who were lurking just within cover.
All clear everywhere. The motor wag's on its own out there.
Good. We wait till it starts up the trail, then move each section to cover, there and there.
JB indicated small crops of shrub and tree that took an arcing path around the lower slope of the hill.
So that we're spread along as near as possible, still in cover, and we avoid the open area. When the wag gets to the redoubt, we wait until it's in, then prepare to move as soon as it starts to open again.
What if it doesn't?
We think about that when it happens, because that'll be a full frontal assault, no other options.
Here comes. Go, yeah?
Yeah.
The group leaders returned to their warriors, relaying the armorer's instructions and taking their people forward to the farthest reaches of available cover. As the wag rumbled up the path toward the redoubt, the sky began to lighten, the morning sun beginning to rise above the horizon. The warriors, spread out along the side of the hill in their makeshift cover, settled to wait. There was nothing more they could do right now. The next move was firmly in the hands of the seven warriors in the wag, that now reached the entrance to the Illuminated One's redoubt base. Inside the wag, Ryan turned to his fellow warriors.
Better cover up now. We know what to do if we have to be the chilled ones.
Keep as quiet as possible, and keep these damned helmets on. And I better hope they don't look at the rips in this suit too closely. There weren't any black sack among the chilled.
We'll just try not to give them time to look.
For a second, all the inhabitants took a last look at their companions before the large black helmets with their impenetrable tinted visors were put in place.
I'll be damned! You actually managed to find your way home before sunup, and without the comp!
Ryan frowned. Was there a subtle difference in the tone of that voice? He glanced around unthinkingly to check with Christy, but found himself staring at a black visor. the outer sec door began to open. The light from inside the redoubt, a fluorescent strip that was garish in the outer pre-dawn atmosphere, spread across the WAG and surrounding ground. Ryan had to squint as the light penetrated the windshield. For a moment, he was unable to see clearly.